Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Impressions. Oh, hello.
Hi. You got your unicorn horn on.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Izzy actually has almost the exact same hair this morning.
Oh, really?
I wish I had a picture of it. Last night before bed, she asked me to put her hair up in a top bun because she was feeling like it's just. She has very similar hair to you. She's like hair, lube hair in training. And so I put it up on like a top knot on top of her head, kind of like a messy bun. Mm. And it looked so cute that this morning I was like, I'm going to keep that in her hair. And I said, can I keep your hair in that top knot? She said, sure. So I put a scrunchie over it, and then I added two little hair clips. It just looked really cute, and your hair is reminding me of that. It's
well, I feel cute. Like Australia is the place to do a hairstyle like this. It's kind of like it's like a beachy. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a generalization that I'm making about Australia, but I feel like you can do this.
You feel welcome there to do that. That's cool.
Yeah, I can do this, and I feel like it's still masculine here. You know,
they're not going to blink an eye.
Yeah, no one's like, ooh. I mean, as far as I know, who knows?
Well, maybe we'll find out in the comments after we post this episode from Aussies, because this is our Lou Talks About Australia episode. We're going to hear all about Australia right before he's home, because he's nearing the end of his time in Australia with Dinosaur Jr., and also popping in some fun solo shows here and there, smattering.
Yeah, I played in Perth last night.
So you're in Perth still.
I'm still in Perth. I just finished a Dinosaur Jr. show.
It's evening for you. It's late morning for me.
Yep, it's almost midnight. I'm almost in February 29th. Leap day.
Oh, right. I like that.
Leap day.
Oh, so this episode will be coming out on leap day.
Leap day.
The Australian leap day episode. For Val. This is for my mom. My mom, sometimes when she's up on the episodes, she'll send me a text and say, you know, whatever, commentary about it. And this most recent message from her was, well, your father and I were wanting to hear more about Australia. And I said, oh, right. So I said, well, what do you want to know? And then you said, ask your mom have her come up with some questions.
Yeah. What do you want to know? I mean, because you and I can just talk about whatever.
Yeah, we often tend to go off the rails and off subject and
whatever, wherever we are, we speak. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you've actually been, so I'll treat this as more like interviewer style, this episode. Hello, I'm Adele Barlow, coming to you from Greenfield, Massachusetts, Western Mass. Mm. And I'm going to be interviewing today my husband, Lou Barlow. He is in Perth, Australia, currently on tour with Dinosaur Jr., celebrating the 30th anniversary of Where You Been. How's that?
And very good. Very good.
Now, you are not new to Australia. You have been here many times. So I feel like these would be like your responses would be coming from a place of like having visited quite a few times over your adult life, right? From the time you were maybe what? When was the first time you came to Australia? How old were you?
Oh, God. Don't ask me that.
Oh, okay. Well, I was assuming you in can. Your 20s.
You can. Yes, I was. Yes. Yes.
Like you didn't it only was early. Come here in your 30s. No way.
It could have been like 95, 96.
Is the very first time? Oh.
Yes, I should have done some research, but yes.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Were you ever in Australia with Dinosaur Jr. before you were kicked out?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's a funny. Okay. That's a funny story, though. They kicked me out. They kicked me out of the band in 89, and then they went to Australia.
Oh, so you missed your first. Okay, what would have been your first tour in Australia?
Right, and I was like, okay, they told me the band broke up. When they kicked me out, they were like, they came to my apartment, and they said, we're breaking up the band. We're breaking up the band. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And then the next thing I knew, I heard that they were going to Australia.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to say what you got to say to just get someone out of the band.
Exactly. Looking back on it in retrospect, it's like, fair enough. But at the time, I found out that they were going to Australia with a new bass player.
Ah.
And they did. They did. They did. Right after they kicked me out, they went right to Australia and continued.
Hopped on a plane, left your apartment, went straight to the airport.
They're like, hey, Lou, the band's broken up.
What time's our flight? Let's get out of here.
Yeah, we got to go. That's funny. Funny to think of. Actually, I had kind of a really cool moment tonight when I was playing, you know, on stage, and I looked over. I just was taking in the specter, like Murph and Jay playing in front of me, and I had this kind of real warm feeling tonight. And we were on a carpeted stage, which also made it especially warm. I was playing in my socks on a carpeted stage.
Huh.
And I felt like I was in a rec room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had this really, really cool feeling that I was in Australia with Dinosaur Jr. when they kicked me out of the band and went to Australia. I had this really cool full circle moment tonight. But anyway, Australia. Yes, I've been here a lot.
Yes. Okay.
A lot.
So should we get to Valerie's questions?
Definitely.
Okay.
Val, this is my mother-in-law, Valerie Atkinson.
Yes. Okay. And she loves to hear about your travels. Okay. So the first one has actually kind of multiple questions. So do you get any unusual food down under, or does the band food rider change depending on what country you're in, when you're at a club or bigger venue? And is there a memorable food experience you've had in Australia? So I guess it's kind of like a three-ish part question.
Okay. We do get the same rider everywhere.
Per country, wherever.
Although in Europe, they just give you what they have.
But I thought in Europe, you guys always ask for that chocolate milk you like.
We do.
Yeah.
Chocomel. And Holland.
Or like, what's on the rider backstage Australia? Take me backstage, open up the fridge and show me the table. Tell me what's there.
There's roast beef.
Yes.
And there's turkey.
Okay.
And there's guacamole. And then there's I don't want to say array, because I feel like I'm saying the word array too much. Hmm. But there's an array of kombucha.
A variety of kombucha?
Oh, God, variety. Thank you. I need this word. Variety. Array needs to go. I'm saying array way too much. Variety. There's a variety of kombucha and cold coffee, canned coffee. There is pineapple. There is watermelon. There is goat yogurt. Goat yogurt. Goat milk yogurt, which Jay likes. There is bread, like the sort of like, but keto bread, the, you know, Jay makes, he makes toast. It seems to be part of his thing. There is a Macallan whiskey for Jay. He likes, he nips a little bit of a sort of scotch, you know, single malt scotch. Mm-hmm. That he likes to sip in the course of a performance.
Is there beer? Yeah. Beer on the rider?
No, there is not beer on the rider. Tonight, there was Sauvignon Blanc on the rider.
Which is what you like. Came,
which is what I like, but I don't put it on the rider because I don't
generally, you
drink.
Don't drink. Yeah.
I don't drink when I play. I don't like it. You know. But tonight, there was some on the rider. Which is kind of cool because it was our last show in Australia, and sometimes I'm a little tired, and sometimes I need a little bump, you know. So I got a little bump of Sauvignon Blanc, an Australian Sauvignon Blanc. So, but the roast beef in Australia is so good, and I don't know why exactly. It's different than the roast beef in the States.
Have you looked at the package? Like, is the cow from Australia?
There's no package. It's just wrapped in paper.
It's deli, so it was cut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, must be Australian beef. Then.
No, I think it is. I think, yeah. And then
maybe tonight, it's all like grass fed. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they have, there's not a lot of grass.
But there's not a lot of grass, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a dry country. It's a sunburned country.
Where does the beef come from, Australia? Where does the beef come from? Let us know.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
No.
Well, I'll tell you, the interesting thing about Australia is that it's like California. Like they take these places, these arid places, and they transform them, I imagine, into agricultural oases. Mm-hmm. Oasises.
Okay.
Oasises. Oh, I don't know.
I do want to know about the coffee. So the canned cold coffee, that's like for Noel, the sound guy, right? And you also like that sometimes. Right? Sometimes.
I imbibed tonight, but in general, in Australia, I like to stick to there's so many great cafes here. Yeah.
Well, there you go. So there's coffee shops there.
So many coffee shops delivering like really good espresso. Even little corner shops have big ass fucking espresso machines. Mm. Churning out like really good espresso. And then the beans they get, I don't know what's going on, but it's a less jittery coffee almost uniformly within Australia. So you can get really tasty coffee that doesn't fuck you up. I don't know.
That sounds great.
I don't know why.
It's smooth.
I don't know why that is.
And not jittery.
And in general, they really embrace breakfast here.
Okay.
So there's like breakfast sandwiches everywhere, every little
like
place
in bread,
you go, every little cafe.
Or a croissant or
like
a wrap.
A croissant, a bagel, like a English muffin, like sourdough bread. There's so many Again, array.
A variety.
Array. Australia makes me think of the word array.
So
I've said the word array so many times, but I'm telling you, everywhere I go here, and there's just the place is loaded. Every city that we've been to, the major cities, Adelaide, Perth, Melbourne, Sydney, there is. When you get into the middle of the cities, when you get into the cities and even outside, there's so many like cafes. Mm,
that sounds lovely.
It's kind of lovely. Yeah. Yeah.
And if they make so many of these breakfast sandwiches, can I ask you, have you partook and are they good?
Every breakfast sandwich I've had, whether it be on the street, near the hotel, when I've walked out and I go to the first place that I see, or at the airport, every sandwich is good. Good. When you get the egg will leak the yolk onto the contents of the sandwich. You kind of be careful. It might squirt out. You know, I have to be careful because I don't have that many clothes with me. I don't want to ruin my clothes. So when I eat an Australian breakfast sandwich, I give some distance between myself and the sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
I sure do.
I hold it out. I hold it out at approximately, you know, 1 foot.
Yes. That's smart.
From my crotch.
That's smart.
Yes.
That's smart eating.
I hold it out there.
Mm-hmm. You should really travel with a napkin that you know, like one of our cloth napkins from home that you just kind of put over your crotch or something.
Or a bib. I should have a tour bib.
Oh. Lou's tour bib.
I need a bib. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me say, is there a memorable food experience you've had in Australia? Is it the breakfast sandwich?
Sushi.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Mm.
Any place that we've been so far, right to the sushi. There's a lot of like conveyor belt sushi going on. Mm-hmm. Which I love.
Those are restaurants where you sit down and it literally comes by you on a conveyor belt, right? And then you grab what you like. Yeah. And then at the end, you pay for kind of like what you've chosen. Or
you pay. And they put the color of the plate determines the price.
Oh, that's so smart.
That you pay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they have a system.
They do this.
Yeah.
This is they do it in California as well. California and Australia are sort of spiritually or, you know, food linked. There's a lot of like similarities between Australia and California
that I
like a lot.
That's cool.
Which is,
So you've had delicious
sushi. A lot
sushi.
Of really fresh fish and fish in general, cooked fish. That's great. I had a steak tonight. The steak was fucking great. And it was an Irish pub. Hmm. It was like an Irish pub during quiz night, but
should we move on to the next question? Okay.
Please, yes.
So, they have been watching a show that's filmed in Tasmania, Deadlock? Is that in Australia?
Okay. Tasmania, that's part of Australia.
And
It's an island. It's an island south of the continent of Australia. So,
oh, maybe Deadlock is the name of the show or something. Anyway, I don't know. But they're saying that they, you know, have to have subtitles on because the accent is so strong, and their slang and their dialect. They're wondering. Okay. Have you noticed that, like in Australia? Obviously, they have an Australian accent there, but like, is there certain areas where you hear like that stronger in certain parts of Australia versus others? And like, you know, some cool local slang that they say.
I love the Australian accent. But I haven't really met anyone that I don't understand, you know, so, but in Tasmania, perhaps, yes, it's an island off the coast of Australia, and there very well could be places there where, I mean, actually anywhere outside of the cities. I only go to the cities, so there's a lot of suburbs. I do have my friend Adam Harding. And I have met his mother, and she has a very particular accent.
And where is he from?
He's from Geelong. So they have a really, interesting nasally sort of accent. When they say no, they say nar. But I've never, when I travel in England, every little micro region has a very particular accent that you may or may not understand. And then when you get to Scotland, it's like, whoa, it gets a little more heavy. Yeah. Or you're just like, whoa, you literally, I mean, have to really hang on people's words. I have not encountered that in Australia. That doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, and I'm sure it does.
Aussies, you weigh in on all your different accents. Let us know. Can you just talk about the difference between like New Zealand and Australia, since you're going to be leaving Perth and then going to New Zealand? What could you say about the two? What's it like in New Zealand?
Well, in New Zealand, they speak much tighter, like their lips are tighter. They speak like in a similar accent, but their lips
seem
tighter.
What about also New Zealand, just in general? Is it a smaller country?
It's way smaller. But we're playing in Auckland, which is the North Island, which is very volcanic. That's the other thing. It's super volcanic, and there's tons of earth. I mean, like, New Zealand is on the Ring of Fire, so there's a lot of earthquakes, and there's a lot. I mean, there's like a lot of, and Auckland itself is fascinating because it's like full of these dormant volcanoes, like these big, and they're like these big green depressions within the city, like these round. It's incredible. Like the family, I've been there and like seen. There are these big green craters. And
but so they're not they're active public volcanoes parks,
you
know, anymore.
Where you
they're
go just... down into the no, they've been dormant for a long time, and that's the way they're probably hoping it will stay. But it's a very volatile geological region. You know, I would
love to take a year so fucking bad. I mean, like I can't New Zealand so much, man. Maybe we have to come up with a solo tour where we just go for like 2 weeks with just a solo tour. And then we have some days off in between. And is Auckland like kind of the main big city of New Zealand? And does it have skyscrapers and things like that? Like, is it like, you know what I mean? Like a big, big city?
Yes. Auckland is like a big, big city. It does have skyscrapers. The other cities don't, you know. Wellington, Dunedin, Christchurch. Christchurch was like kind of leveled by an earthquake a few years back. But because it is volatile. And but beautiful beaches, really interesting stuff, like just on the coast of New Zealand, this beach with these huge, perfectly round boulders planted in the sand. And in the west of New Zealand, it's like, you know, snow-covered.
I can't even imagine.
Snow-covered mountains. You know, like a ridge, of them, you know, And it's colder. It's a little colder there. Like New Zealand is, it's not, it's so different from Australia. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Melbourne and Andrew at Poison City Records for my in-store. Phoenix Central Park. Beautiful, beautiful performance space. So beautiful. So beautiful. Thank you so much for reaching out to me so I could play a show there. Thank you to Adem in Perth for my show at the Rosemount Hotel. That was incredible. I could have never expected that many people showing up. I had a wonderful show. Oh God, yeah. Thank you for all the good breakfast sandwiches.
Raw impressions.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.